This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We did an interview a couple of weeks ago about how climate change is changing the way wine tastes and how winemaking regions are moving north. Here with an example, English wines were a laughingstock for decades, not so much anymore, though. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from Renishaw Hall in the north of England.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, would you like to gather round, please?
A tour guide corrals a group of visitors about to enter a fine old country mansion.
Welcome to Renishaw Hall. It was built in 1625.
Home to the Sitwell family for almost four centuries, Renishaw is packed with historical and artistic treasures. One item that doesn't feature on the tour, though, is the original vintage from the Hall's vineyard.
Well, it was pretty disgusting, frankly. I mean, it was undrinkable.
Alexandra Sitwell, who inherited the estate along with the vineyard from her late father, Sir Rearsby Sitwell.
He used to offload quite a lot of the wine on sort of unsuspecting guests, and I used to spend my life sort of waving behind him, saying, for goodness sake, whatever you do, do not drink it. That's how bad it was.
Sir Rearsby planted his vines in 1972 in this walled paddock not far from the hall. An odd decision, says the man who runs the vineyard today, winemaker Kieran Atkinson.
This was the most northerly vineyard in the world, and when it was planted, most people thought Sir Rearsby was being extremely eccentric.
Mad would be a better description, wouldn't it?
Well, I think so, but the madness has turned to greatness.
Thanks, he says, to climate change. The long, dreary, overcast summers that Sir Rearsby had to contend with are gone. Over the last decade, Britain's had its warmest weather on record, and the much maligned Renishaw vineyard is now flourishing.
As you can see, we are teeming with fruit. Lots and lots of gorgeous fruit. The flavours themselves are kind of gooseberry, lime, elderflower, crisp, delicious fruit, perfect for making, I think, what England's becoming famous for, English sparkling wine.
Climate change, he says, has created the same conditions here that once prevailed in the Champagne region of France, more than 400 miles to the south. 10,000 bottles of Renishaw's once derided wines are now sold each year at up to $30 a pop, and they're winning awards.
We've gone head-to-head with Champagnes, and we've beaten them. And this is from here in the north of England. So a long way from
wine country.
Wine country, indeed.
Renishaw is not unique. Last year, English vineyards produced 15.5 million bottles, more than double the previous record of 6.3 million set in 2014. Daniel Wolfson is drinks industry editor with The Grocer magazine.
It's a real homegrown success story. You know, it's a story of an industry that's now producing wines that are top quality and can compete with other wines from around the world.
And he says even the sniffiest of sniffy French wine producers have taken notice, particularly since climate change is beginning to make some of their vineyards less productive.
We've actually got big French champagne houses like Tattinger and Champagne Pommery buying land in England where they're going to grow English sparkling. Of course, they can't call it champagne because it's not being grown in Champagne.
This great house stands in a magnificent Italianate garden.
Back at Renishaw Hall, everyone's pleased with the transformation in their vineyard's fortunes. Alexandra Sitwell says Sir Rearsby would have felt vindicated.
My father would be absolutely delighted. And he'd say, just prove the point that yes, we can grow wine in northeast Derbyshire.
And Renishaw's Kieran Atkinson says that within 40 years, climate change could make it hot enough for this vineyard to produce full-bodied red wine.
You know, as a winemaker, that's exciting. As a human, also quite scary.
At Renishaw in the north of England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.